WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
I can't believe you screwed up and played a Christmas song.
Why are you trying to blame it on me?
What an idiot. It's
because the boss is listening.
You're so stupid. What a moron.
You know what? You're the host. You're the one pushing the buttons.
It's like everyone blaming Rodgers for the losses. Yeah. Yep, blame the quarterback.
It was.
Yep.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
He touches the ball every snap.
Maybe it's the co-host that is not here supporting his teammate.
What are you talking about? I'm
helping him out, maybe catching the damn ball.
Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook this morning. What are some things that are supposed to be compliments but actually sound like insults?
Oh, boy.
Or are insults?
Oh, boy.
I got one answers.
I know right off the top of my head that's happened recently.
That happens just recently?
Like, oh, man.
All right, well, give us an example so it helps people out.
What's a great example.
Yeah.
So last year I got married. In Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So we come back. We just kind of did it on a whim. We were engaged. We went to Vegas. We're like, yeah, if it happens, it's going to happen. And it did. And so we come back. You know, everybody congratulates.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Congratulations. You got married.
You got married.
It's about time. It's about time.
You know,
after like the 20th, it's about time. You know, after a while, I'm like, you know what? On whose time? Your time?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Why don't you shut the hell up? That's what I wanted to say, but it's about time. So you were sitting there waiting, weren't you? Twiddling your thumbs.
And here's the thing. They never say it to the woman.
No.
It to the woman. No, it's always to the guy.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of I'm not saying I was like really offended, but it's kind of a backhanded, you know. What do you mean it's about time?
You got your stuff together. Way to go, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Sorry I didn't get married in the first 3 months I knew this person, like some people do.
It's about time.
It's about time. Sorry we have a good, strong base to live the rest of our life on.
We got to figure it out. All right. Well, we want to hear your answers.
And, I'm not done yet. You hold on there, Brock. Get this on.
You're really worked up about this.
And so after it's about time you got married. And you know what comes next?
What?
When are you guys having babies? Don't we just got married? No, when are you having babies? Like, are you never happy?
No, they're not.
Are you never happy?
No one is.
What happens when you have babies?
Yeah. It's about time.
It's about time.
No, they say that to the baby, right in the baby's face. It's about time, you dumb baby.
Right.
Finally got up.
Then what's after that? When are you going to die? Do you have a 5-year plan?
Yeah, what's your 5-year plan? that's a good one. I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
All right.
It's about time I had a good one.
Comment on Facebook or give us a call. Send us a message, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that is supposed to be a compliment, but actually sounds like an insult? Or is it an insult?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from you. Till then, Toadies, Possible
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:40, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah, the mega.
You got to do it once a day, right?
Once a day.
I guess.
Moron.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults? And I actually have one that works with our buddy Ray.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Ray? I don't know if Ray's up listening right now, but it is his birthday today.
Yeah, it is. Do you know, is he our age, like 31, 32?
I think he's 30. He's probably 32.
32?
I'm guessing.
Bag of bones, Ray.
I'm guessing. He might be like 26. I have no idea. But
guys, I'm 24. Jeez.
If I were to put a dollar on it.
It's Ray's birthday. Happy birthday, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
And,
happy birthday, Ray.
Ray does construction. He holds a construction
company. Yeah, I got to give a shout out to his company. He owns his own company, man.
Yeah, so look at him.
Yeah, Vista Construction. So there you go, Ray.
So to go with our topic and Ray, you know, what are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults?
Yeah.
So Ray, you're in construction? I'm surprised.
You know? That's funny.
Good for you. I wouldn't expect you to be in construction.
It's because he's so young and he owns his own company. Yeah, and you look at him, you're like, really?
No, it's because those baby soft hands. Kidding, Ray. We love you, buddy. What are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults? I get one a lot. And again, it doesn't bother me. Now, when I was younger, I guess it kind of did. But I thought you'd be bigger.
Oh, really?
Because my voice.
Oh, yeah.
People don't expect me to be 5'8" and 170 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You do have a 300-pound voice.
And so it's like, okay, so do I have a fat voice? Is that what you're saying?
It's pretty fat.
You're saying I have a fat man voice or a tall? You're saying I'm short. I shouldn't have the pipes that I have because I'm short.
No.
Is that what you're saying,
No,
I mean, pal?
Your voice isn't tall. That's for sure. It's very short and portly.
I've heard tall. You know what, you son of a bitch?
Portly.
Don't worry. You don't have a tall voice. You have a short, portly voice. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're a real piece of garbage. You
know that? Sounds good, though.
No, don't get me wrong. It's great radio voice.
Right.
Great radio voice.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You know, I hear a lot about us that people get us confused.
Yeah?
Yeah, they like, your voice sounds similar. I'm like, I'm definitely not as scratchy as Brock.
No.
Maybe the tone, but...
You're not as manly as me is what they're trying to say.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Sorry, my chest isn't covered with burly hair.
And muscle.
Shut up.
Yeah, that soccer player chest.
You know, women like a nipple and a rib once in a while.
No, you got a very nice chest.
Do I?
Yeah. You know what? For your body style, it's a nice chest.
You know, I took a shower this morning, and it's quite dry.
Yeah? Yeah, it's always so dry.
You have any lotion by chance? And for some reason, I got these short arms. I can't reach my chest. I need your help.
I'll help you. I'll lotion you up.
Good God.
Think about Rogers the whole time. I like this one we saw from Harry. He said, a male friend of my sister's once told her, you know, if you had half a brain, you'd be dangerous.
Oh, God. Jeez.
You know, for a blonde, you're pretty smart.
Oh, God.
What?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's really nice of you.
There's a guy I used to call my sisters the Lee sisters.
Yeah.
Ugly and homely.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just an insult.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's just an insult. Let's see here. We got some decent ones.
Just people thinking they're nice.
Yeah.
You know, I like the how long have you been pregnant or anything in that regard?
Yeah, never. I've never.
Just
I've,
don't
I've,
ever bring
I've
it up.
I've never commented on a woman who I thought was pregnant or even if I knew. I'm still like, not sure that baby got kicked out yet.
Right, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone because if they're not pregnant, it is the most awkward situation. How do you get out of that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were having a baby, but you're just fat.
I've actually heard this before is that it was... you've gained so much weight for your pregnancy. And it's like, whoa,
hey.
Wait, is that a good thing? I don't know.
Thanks. Well, that's going to be a healthy baby.
You still look good, though. You still look good. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that sounds like a compliment but is actually an insult? We'll be back with more. Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
751, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What are some things that sound like compliments, but are actually insults? Maybe those backhanded compliments. Let's take a phone call real quick. WIRX, hello.
I got one for you, man.
What's that?
About 3 weeks ago, I was out in public with both of my boys, and someone said, oh, wow, you have such beautiful children. Are they yours?
Oh, man. Come on.
Ouch.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, ouch. Ouch. All right, good one. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, later.
Be honest with me, sir. Did you steal those children? Just tell me.
I get one, too. I get a lot. So. Hey, is somebody in your family Asian? Why? No, and I've... Your eyes, when you smile, they're really squinty.
You do have very thin eyes.
I do. Say, when I smile, it's like, could you see? Are you stoned?
Thanks, yeah. I guess. You have a very Asian look about you. Right.
You know, I love your look. I like your eyes.
People just bow like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh. You know, thank you.
I like this one. Somebody said, my mother is a gold mine for these. One of them, I love that you don't care what people think of you. You're just you, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, good for you.
Yeah, good. You know what? I like that you just don't care.
More people should be like that.
That's right. Just be yourself. God, what does that mean? I like this. My grandpa is famous for saying, you look good today.
And any other day?
Right. Just today, huh?
No, yesterday you looked like crap, but today?
You look terrible.
You look good. Yeah. You look good. That is, it's always like if you follow it, just say you look good. Hey, you look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know what? This morning, I'm pretty impressed. You look good. What?
Or as a, you put yourself together pretty well.
Yeah. That's the other one. You clean up pretty nicely. I get that all the time. Yeah. Because, again, I'm not going to lie. I'm not dressing to impress here. I got old cargo khakis on now and a t-shirt that I got for free. Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
And then now people will see me, my hair's fixed. I got a button-up shirt like, oh, you clean up pretty nicely. Why don't you shut the hell up? How about that?
You clean up pretty nice there, Brock.
Yeah.
You don't look like a piece of trash.
Yeah, you know
like
what?
You usually do.
I thought you were a bum for the longest time. You clean up pretty nicely.
Hey, where's your tin cup at?
Yeah.
I got some extra change I was going to give you tonight. There.
Because you look like a bum 9 times out of 10. You clean up pretty nicely.
Brock's wondering, why is everybody throwing change at me all the time?
I don't get this. I mean, it's great. Yeah. I got free money, but
it's like every time I sit down and have a cigarette on the sidewalk, people throwing money at me.
These people are just giving money away. This is great. The economy's booming.
Right.
You clean up.
Somebody the other day yelled at me, get a job, bum. You bum. Like, what's going on?
I don't get it. All right, let's take a break. More when we come back. Things that are compliments but are actually insults.
You bum.